He is a New York-based artist and costume designer. I think, you know, a lot of people would say the two go hand in hand. And he's being displayed at the Land of Tomorrow Gallery, which is really into bringing in exhibits that are, you know, maybe a little bit off the mainstream and usually from out of town. So you usually are seeing some real high-end stuff at Land of Tomorrow. And they've also developed quite an opening weekend event here, combining the talents of the Lexington Ballet and a contemporary classical music ensemble called, probably going to kill the pronunciation here, but En Vogue. And they specialize in Latin music, artists such as Astor Piazzolla. So they're going to combine to really give this exhibit a nice kickoff.
And sticking with our discussion on fashions, there's no quicker way, I guess, for a first lady to get into trouble than to wear a bad dress. There's an author in town who actually has written a book about the woman who designed Mary Todd Lincoln's dresses, and she's going to be speaking at Joseph F. Booksellers.
Yeah, you know, it's often discussed what the first lady is wearing, you know, and I'm sure we'll hear about it this weekend with the inauguration of what Michelle Obama wears to the inauguration and the various events on Monday celebrating the inauguration. But this goes back to our 16th president. In our story about it, Candace Cheney makes the point that Mary Todd Lincoln's dressmaker, Elizabeth Hodds Keckley, showed up in the Lincoln movie that is up for 12 Academy Awards. The author, Jennifer Chavarini, has written a book about Mrs. Lincoln's dressmaker, and she's going to be at Joseph Beth Booksellers discussing the book and signing copies of it and giving us a little insight into that aspect of the first lady.
And coinciding with the inauguration, of course, this weekend is Martin Luther King weekend. And there's a documentary at the Kentucky Theater that, talks about the life and work of civil rights activist and singer Harry Belafonte.
That's right. And of course, this is one of numerous events going on in the area this weekend in celebration of the Martin Luther King weekend, including the Unity Breakfast on Sunday morning and the march. Sort of at the end of it, you can spend your afternoon watching this documentary, which has gotten a lot of press in the past few years, kind of talking about the career of Harry Belafonte. And, you know, I think a lot of people these days just know him for his songs and, you know, his voice and sort of how enduring they've been. But this really looks at his work as part of the civil rights movement. And he was a very active voice in the civil rights movement and kind of daring. You know, often entertainers can be sort of cautious about how they put their names out behind causes and stuff because they have, you know, careers that they want to protect. But Harry Belafonte was sort of very out there and being part of this movement and is now very much remembered for it.
And finally, the New Century Chamber Orchestra, it performs this evening at the Norton Center.
It does. It features, this is, you know, one of these interesting ensembles that is conductorless. You know, it's a group of people that, you know, work in great synergy. They are led by a big name, though, Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg. They really specialize in new and contemporary music, which we see more ensembles doing that lately. The real deep classical canon is certainly out there and performed by a lot of groups, but, you know, more and more, both in touring ensembles and even here with the Lexington Philharmonic, you know, they're going to have a tango opera early next month. We're seeing more new work put out there in New Century, and Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg certainly exemplify that.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.